Do you believe in click it or ticket? When I walk in the club, all eyes on me. I'm with the party rock crew, all drinks are free. We like Sir Rock, we love Patron. We came to party rock, everybody is on. Shots, 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 shots. Everybody click it or ticket.
Yeah, come on, guys. Sing along.
I am Pete Mugino.
You want to go? I'll go. Glenn Marshall singing along in my head, though.
I was distracted.
Actually, I was doing shots.
I am Nick Schaefer. Yeah. I was distracted by doing shots, 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 shots.
We're really drunk at this point. Hold on. Shots, 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 shots.
One of the opening lyrics of that song specifically addresses the song to alcoholics, which seems counterproductive if we're trying to...
Or their niche market.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes.
Do you think alcoholics would listen to that?
I guess if they perked up, they're like, alcoholics, what?
Mm? Well, I was going to say most songs I listen to, I'm just like, well, this song isn't for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at least they're calling out their demographic.
I can't remember the last time I heard a song on the radio. I was like, this was written for people like me.
It's Echelon time here on Click It or Ticket.
Yeah, we were listening. We were drinking Cabareas, which is the only wine with Jose Reyes' picture on the bottle.
Oh, Cabareas?
Yeah, it's a Cab Sav with Jose Reyes.
There are three Cabernets that I know of that are baseball-themed. There's Jorge Cabernet,
Cabernet. Jorge, is that Posada?
Yeah, and Captain's Cabernet, which is Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter's going to be in a movie.
Did you see a Bobby Abreu bottle of wine?
Yes, yes, last night. It was... Abreu's like finest, and it was a Merlot, but like, they weren't even going for the pun on that one.
If you were pouring a glass for Abreu, he would never say when. He would just wait. You just keep waiting.
So disciplined.
Just never swings.
No.
It's so cool.
Well, you know, it works out for him. I mean, he hit a home run once every couple months, and
yeah,
pitchers are afraid of that.
And he likes doubles, and it's...
He loves doubles. See me, Bobby Abreu. His eyes are the closest together of anyone I've ever seen.
Any baseball player, especially.
Any human being.
Yeah.
But yeah, baseball player
swing.
Too.
He doesn't even know what's coming. Everyone's like, what a good eye. It's like good. It's good eyes.
Yeah, I
but
wonder.
Like, it's hard to distinguish.
Yeah, no,
it's almost one.
They mean good
tonight
eyes.
Tonight just when two become one.
You can't tell where the left eye starts and the right eye begins. It's like a big old lop of eye.
Big old lop of walks.
It's like a big old lop of walk.
Absolutely true.
Sorry, guys. Listen to Andrew Dice Clay because he is funny.
That is why you should listen to him, because he is funny.
It's some of the worst shit.
It's the worst. And it was a phenomenon. Why?
Okay. Speaking of phenomenons,
listen to the. What is it?
Do you guys. You have three choices here.
Okay. Let's hear them.
Do you want. I'll give you a word clue for each, and then you can guess which story you want to hear first. Samurai is one choice.
Mm.
Rape is another.
Mm.
Oh, fuck.
Fondled is the third.
Rape, samurai, fondled. I'm going with samurai.
Yeah, me too. Sorry.
Okay, this was in the news a couple months ago.
Rape, a close second.
Yeah, it's a samurai.
Like a super close second.
Rape, very popular in Japanese culture.
Yeah, oh.
So the rape story could be from Japan.
I'd love
if you're
to
raping,
combine the
you're going rape, you're going way past second with rape.
How often?
It's second for me.
Do you think people will rape fondle as well?
Eventually. You know, when they're done.
But is it raping. About, is it
or
about
they might,
sex
like,
or is it about power?
No, I was kidding. They probably fondle before.
It's a crime of power.
Yeah.
Or passion.
Fondling?
Or
where you come at the end.
Wait, yeah. Fondling, though.
It's just like any other crime where you steal or murder.
Yeah, it's like robbing a convenience store, shooting the clerk in the head, and then...
And then you come at the end.
Yeah, big load.
I'm so... That's one of those jokes that's so great that I get angry that I didn't...
Drew loves it. Drew thinks it's hysterical.
Oh, yeah, because he...
He's a doctor.
Because philosophically, he hates that like thought that they're making fun of. But what is that? It's Corolla and Drew from
the and he is the epitome of the, psychotherapist, like, puss.
Yeah.
Like, nod.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pursed lips, just...
Mm. Sticks a little lower lip out a little bit farther. Just a little bit.
But nods in, like, just, like, understanding.
Yeah.
But he understands that it's fucking rape. Like, power, you beat a guy in the head, and you conquer whatever his lands are.
It's like power and sex.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of the point?
I guess.
Isn't that why it's rape?
But it's sex.
No, primarily. It's just power. It's
just power.
It's just power, except you come at the end.
So there's no passion.
No, it's the same as if, all right, if I were starving and trying to feed my... You know when Jean Valjean broke the window to steal a loaf of bread?
Yes.
It's exactly like that.
Loaf of bread.
Except you come at the end.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it's the same thing.
Exact same.
It's a misdemeanor.
A Johns Hopkins University student killed an apparent burglar with a samurai sword after discovering the man in his garage, police said Tuesday. This was Tuesday in September at some point. The man had entered a home where several Johns Hopkins students lived. Four students, one armed with a samurai sword, had confronted the suspect in the garage. The man, quote, lunged at the students, and the student with the sword defended himself, severing the man's left hand and cutting his upper body.
Oh, that is gutter.
Burglars had taken two laptops and a Sony PlayStation from the student's home Monday. Do you think it was a PlayStation 1?
No.
In 2009 that they stole?
Probably
no, PS1, you did not bust out the samurai sword.
Yeah. What do you bust out for that? What, like
PS2,
a, like a, rolling, a rolling pin?
No, not even. No. It's just kind of like, hey, man.
A rolled up newspaper?
What's up?
No, it's more of like one of those, what was that all about, man? Come on.
It's a PS1. I mean, it's like, it's garbage.
I really like that. I played Final Fantasy 7 through 9 on that.
Yeah, and like Cool Borders.
Yeah, Cool Borders 4 was great. So was Cool Borders 3.
MSG1.
But the big improvement between Cool Borders 3 and Cool Borders 4 was the new board graphics.
Yes. They were great.
That was a big difference. Because you can do a 360 on one, but you're not really doing a 360 unless your board has flames all over it.
Or, yeah, like, or stickers.
I would say DVD player is like kind of that gray area where it's just like, that's where I might bust out my samurai sword if I have one.
Yeah, so PS2? That's a DVD player.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
He's got you there. You might. He didn't say he would promise the samurai sword, though. He said might.
There's the gray area. So maybe.
So it depends on how they took it and who took it, I guess?
Yeah. Like, if they're stealing my, like...
PS3, they're getting sorted, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you have a samurai sword and they're stealing a PS3, it's, like, time to sever your arm.
Yeah, what
yeah,
better
why,
what
yeah,
better
why did
time
I buy this?
Use?
Yeah, I didn't get insurance on the PS3, but I bought this samurai
sword. What was
sword.
It, his arm or his hand?
Hand. Left hand.
Oh, then he marks him as a thief forever. Arab culture.
No, he's dead.
He's dead, too.
Well, that's your fault.
But he is marked. He is marked.
Your fault.
I think what happened was he got his hand cut off after the kids that he was trying to steal the PS2 from told him that they were his father. And then he jumped down this big exhaust thing. And that's when he got lacerated in the chest.
That is weird, though. It never. It doesn't
Star
say
Trek.
That. It doesn't
Star
say
Star Wars. Sorry.
Star Wars.
Ryan just almost blew a gasket over there.
It doesn't say that.
Ryan's out of control.
He's a big fan of Episode 1.
What's weird about
Ryan
this
is the Phantom Menace
story to me
drops.
Is it doesn't say that the guy was armed. He was cornered in the garage by four people, one of which had a sword. He's unarmed, and he lunged at the student, supposedly, and the guy defended himself and like cut his fucking hand off and enough of his upper body to kill him. But on the other hand, I don't think a Johns Hopkins student like is going to go in there with four other people and then just be like, hey, this guy's helpless. Let's watch me cut him. Until he died. Like, you know,
well, I do. Why? What? Are you kidding?
So you think this is all bullshit and he killed him like for fun?
Well, I mean, assuming the guy lunged at him and you have four dudes, couldn't you just kind of like grab
him? Yeah, you
him?
Wouldn't need the sword. You wouldn't need to use lethal force.
I still feel like it was is excessive, but I'm also...
Were his three other friends ninjas?
Yeah.
Oof, yeah.
I'm also...
hold on
no,
a second.
Yeah,
three silver
like
stars were found in the... yeah, in his pelvis. Yeah,
I'm also saying, though, primarily that... You don't come into someone's house and intend to steal things, and then when something awful happens, it's like, whoa, don't you think I was a little over the top? That was a little harsh. It's
oh
like,
no,
fuck
not
you.
Not from his perspective, but I'm saying when he's cornered by four guys and he's unarmed, couldn't you just call the cops and he's just like fucked? Like, what's he gonna do? Like, beat up all four of you by himself?
Yeah.
No,
any word on the sentencing for this kid?
No, this is. I should check for updates. I'll get back to you guys next episode.
Yeah, I always find that more interesting. What exactly happens to the people who do these?
Yeah, how does the loss? Is this self defense? Because you can only use lethal force in self defense when you're threatened by.
Maybe the guy was like visibly sick, and the guy was like really afraid of catching like swine. He played.
Yeah, the dude was in a wheelchair.
He could play the swine flu defense.
Was the guy infected with rage?
No, he
infected with rage.
The swine flu defense.
In their blood and saliva.
Nick, theoretically, if you had come to the New Hampshire house and I had a samurai sword and I cut you down, I probably could have pleaded self-defense.
True, but if
because you
I
had swine flu,
but
and
if
you're
I had walked,
to kill me.
But if I had walked into the swine flu free, if I had walked into the New Hampshire house in the garage and you, Eric, Christian, and Pete had all cornered me in the corner and I like lunged at you and you cut me in half with a samurai sword.
Mm-hmm.
I I don't think you were being, I don't think your life was in danger at that point.
I don't know, man. You were lunging at me.
I know. I'm.
Who knows?
I'm way bigger than all of
you. It kills people in our age group. So.
This isn't Gulliver's Travels where I can like stomp you all to mush. Like this is.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
Is
it's
that
not
why
that.
We had you tied
turn off your default setting of Gulliver's Travels?
We had those Gulliver's Travelers checks. Is that why we had you tied down with all those little ropes? They were really adorable.
I kept trying to cough on you guys, but you wouldn't come close enough.
I did. I would. Yeah, Ryan, seriously lacking on the drops. There we go.
Yeah, I could actually hear that one.
Delicious.
Oh, nice. He was checking the time.
I can break her codes.
It's true, he can. I've seen it.
Are we boring you, Ryan?
People say boys don't give good HED, but I do.
Ryan's favorite drop, easily.
Yeah.
we had to fight him to not let him be on it.
Shit just got real.
Another favorite of his.
Say thank you to Ryan for bailing you out of that sentence.
That's true.
Seriously, Ryan, thank you.
Ryan's second favorite.
I couldn't
think
of what I exactly wanted to say, but I think the gist came across. And the gist came across all of your ears, listeners.
You know, this is a kid's show. You could appreciate you not saying gist all the time.
Kid's show.
Like Zoobly Zoo.
Have we discussed that with the listeners? I feel like
part of me wants
them.
To share it with the listeners,
no,
but part of me wants to like keep this idea a secret because this is going
to
make us both millionaires.
Yeah,
but because
both,
yeah, just both.
Yeah, I'm getting cut out of it. I can tell.
You didn't develop the plot at all.
I know, but I was going to be a thug. I was excited.
Oh, that's true. You were my henchman. Yeah, you'll be in on the millions.
Oh, when you said both,
you'll,
it
no,
included
you'll,
me.
You'll get some,
no, I'm not
you'll
upset.
Get some gold. You'll all get right.
Some. Throw some gold rings my way.
Some J gold.
Something. Some J gold.
Kick
Glenn
it for the Bears.
Is Sonic. He can't be bought off by gold rings that he has to sprint for.
You know, Sonic, he had all those rings. You stab him once, they all come pouring out. I mean,
I'm more
hard.
Of a Dr. Robotnik.
Man, robbery slash assault would be such a great bonus package in Sonic's world.
That should be
Robotnik
the thing.
Was in the right game.
I was actually rooting for Robotnik because Sonic's coming into like all he owns like he has land on every continent.
He's a company
owner.
You
know what I mean? And Sonic just comes in there and just fucks everything up.
Yeah, just destroys things.
Steals all his gold rings.
He's a son of anarchy.
Beats the shit out of all his robots that are clearly just trying to like format the landscape.
Just doing what they're programmed to do.
He's basically a developer.
What's interesting though is every time you killed as Sonic, every time you killed a robot, a little like animal would come out of it. So are we to conclude that Dr. Robotnik is like jamming squirrels into his robots, and that's the only thing that makes them work?
Or are they piloting it?
Yeah, so every animal just runs on a treadmill, and that's like the technology he's based off of. Because that's not very Robotnik.
Yeah,
how did he?
No,
yeah,
I was thinking more of like they're like controlling it, or like they're like where are we gonna put all these kittens?
But if they want to be,
you know what I mean?
They have a surplus of animals, yeah. And it's like the robotic shit is just like some weird result.
Sonic is destroying the ecosystem every time he beats a level and unleashes like 8,000 seals onto the universe. Like
they have to get rid of them somehow.
So you're just gonna concentrate one species like in an area. And release them all simultaneously.
Pollution destroys the scrambled egg zone.
Yeah, but you have to gradually
release
them.
An inconvenient truth.
Damn it. You have to gradually release them into the wild, though. Sonic is destroying nature.
Fuck that.
And he's enslaved. And he enslaved a fox.
Yeah, that's true.
And Knuckles, we don't even know what he
was.
Yeah,
I don't
know
if Knuckles is his friend.
How can you punch your way up a wall?
Wait, no,
ladies
but is Knuckles
here? Let me show you.
Is Knuckles friends with Sonic?
Kind of. They were enemies for a while, but then like they were best friends, there was Sonic and Knuckles a game.
Sonic and Knuckles always looked angry, and Fox always looked cautiously optimistic but concerned.
You mean Tails.
Tails.
Yeah, Fox Tails. Duck Tails.
Fox Tails. Ooh.
When I asked what Knuckles was, somebody
good
once,
luck, Tails.
The first time I ever asked what Knuckles was, they said to me
actual
like
line.
I was an idiot. They were like, he's a dog. Yeah. Like, he's a dog, obviously. It's like, I'm sorry, I've never seen like a dog with like red dreadlocks slicked back.
I think Knuckles was kind of like a dog.
And he could have been a boxer.
He could have been another like, hedgehog. Whoa. Like, look at Sonic.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they explained what Knuckles was, but now I can't remember for the life
Who's
of me.
Who's they?
Japan. Sega.
And which one are we looking at here? Are we looking like...
Vince Sega?
Sure.
Which
Which like generation of Knuckles?
Oh, Knuckles didn't graduate in his stature. None of them did.
Well, not in his stature, but like initially it's just like, and this is Knuckles, and that's Tails.
But he always looked the same.
No, I'm not saying they look different. I'm just saying like
the franchises
there was less or more explanation. So is it like, And in like, was it in, once we came out, they told you what Knuckles was, or did they tell you like back in the day?
I think they told you back in the, I think on Game Gear they told
you. Oh, okay.
I remember hearing it. It was like he was like a Chihuahua fox. It was just like, oh, of course. That's why he can punch through walls and climb up them.
Just like my Chihuahua fox.
Yeah, that thing is great. Why? Where'd you get that? Sega Genesis?
I traded my Game Gear for it.
Or Game Gear.
What color Game Gear?
I didn't have it.
Whoa.
My brother had it. I had a Game Boy.
Oh, weak.
Christian Swift, former member of the show.
What color was Christian's?
Oh, yeah, the black one.
Ryan's raising his hand.
What'd you have, Ryan?
Sonic. The personality of Sonic on Wikipedia was based on Senator Bill Clinton.
What?
What?
Well, that's Wikipedia.
No one's taking
that. I'm pretty sure I posted that when I was drunk 2 years ago.
And nobody's taking the time to correct it.
Sega read it and thought it was like really funny.
Yeah, it gives a lot more legitimacy to that whole thing.
Segapedia.
So is Tails Al Gore? Like, what? And then Knuckles is like...
No. Tails invented
the Knuckles
internet.
Is Knuckles Newt Gingrich?
But Sonic is all about the environment, and Robotnik is like kind of like Dick Cheney, except with less attitude.
This is why I always use Wikipedia for every paper I wrote in college, exclusively.
Game Gear had a color. It was beautiful. It was as good as graphics as you could get.
Oh, it's great.
The graphics were exactly the same as the Sega Genesis. It was just the only flaw was it chewed through batteries like a motherfucker.
Yep.
That's true, and also there's something about the Game Gear where you could play in the dark, which was the invaluable thing about it. I was like, oh my God, I could play this till like...
You need a flashlight for Game Boy.
Color didn't come out until years after I wanted.
Even
to
then,
really
you would still
waiting.
Need a flashlight a bit. Like, the backlighting was just not good.
Hmm. I mean, the battery life was
on the Game Gear, it was like an actual lit-up screen.
Yeah, I distinctly remember staying up very late playing... I don't even know if it was Jurassic Park, the game. I think it was The Lost World, the game.
Oh my! I had that. Get this. This is the worst investment I've ever made. No, I had a GameCom.
What's that?
GameCom?
Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know what the fuck.
You guys don't remember GameCom?
No.
No, our parents like bought us shit.
Oh my God. GameCom. Basically, the whole deal with it, which I obviously never used it for, was like it was the first game console handheld thing that could access the internet. And it had its own specific games.
When was this?
That's why it was called GameCom, like game.com. Oh my God. Let me think. It was the year I was in France. I got it. So it was like, I was 11 at the time.
Okay, so in like 98?
I didn't even think the internet existed then.
Oh, it did.
Barely, yeah.
Wow.
You would have to plug it in to use the internet, which obviously I never did because like my parents never paid for that. But like I thought it'd be awesome because the ads made it seem sweet. It was some guy who vaguely looked like the lead singer of the Dan Band, like some short
Dan
fat
Finnerty.
Guy. Yeah, with a beard. And he was like, here's finally a system for all you losers that have nothing better to do than play games and surf the internet all day. That was actually how they pitched it. It was like some weird circus like thing.
And
everyone was already a slave to this GameCom. That was like how they pitched it.
Is that everyone else is already doing it, and the guy's pissed at you?
Yeah, it actually preceded like the Palm Pilot and having like a pen that operated it, like or a stylus or whatever.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like how the Jaguar came out, but nobody really knew about it.
It also had the hardest. The thing that reminded me of it, it had about the hardest Lost World game I've ever played. Actually, scratch that. Hardest game I've ever played.
I was gonna say, how many Lost World games did you play?
Quite a few. I was really into the dinosaur thing.
Yeah, the dinosaurs are you
still am.
The arcade one.
The TV.
Still waiting
TV
for another
show,
Michael
dinosaurs?
Crichton game to come out. I'll buy it.
I know. I'm a slave.
It's like,
for
oh, it's
Crichton.
It's $92. It's like, that seems reasonable.
For Michael Crichton.
to me.
It's like, there's a finite amount of how many books you can turn into a movie and then turn into a game after this.
Oh,
yeah, I'll buy the Sphere video game.
Yeah, oh
if
my
it comes
God.
Out now,
yeah.
Like, oh, it's there.
Yeah, because the possibility of a book going straight to video game.
Yeah, like,
really
like Congo for DS. Like, totally there. I will buy a DS and then buy Congo.
There was a Congo.
Disclosure.
There was a Congo computer game.
For
there was a Congo computer game, but it was in that weird stage of, it was kind of the same thing as like a Amazon Trail, that type of game.
Oh, interesting.
Where it would be like, weird. Or like Myst, kind of where you'd click and then it would be like another setup and then there'd be like a video clip sort of embedded in it.
From the movie?
Yeah, very strange.
Disclosure for the Wii, I mean, Airframe for the Dreamcast, Prey for the...
But Crichton...
Timeline would be a decent game.
Crichton didn't write...
That's why I'm doing his nonfiction slash like ones about like office seduction. Like Disclosure.
But Crichton didn't write Event Horizon, did he?
Mm-mm. No.
Neither did Stephen
King.
Was
that Dean Koontz?
Apparently.
My favorite author is Dan Brown.
Oh, yeah. Listener Alyssa actually told me that she was with her grandfather, and he was they were in an airport.
Is that all I am to you, Nick, a listener?
And he bought a James.
You're gonna get a text about that.
A James Patterson book.
Waiting for it, Alyssa.
James Patterson. Oh, like, yeah. He's the same thing as like Dean Koontz. He's
yeah. He's very similar. He writes more law drama.
Like David Baldacci. It's all the same bullshit. And apparently he actually like. She was like, "Grandpa, why are you reading this? Like, you're a smart guy. Like, what the hell is this?" He's like, "I know. I needed like a light read just for the plane. I'm not trying to read Proust or anything like that." And he's like, "I know exactly how this is going to end." And then it got to the end, and the book actually ended with, "And then he woke up."
No way.
A novel written by an adult.
How Harry Potter?
Not just a professional writer. I'm making the cutoff a lot lower. And then he woke up. No, Pete's alternate. The only time where that's actually appropriate, would be Harry Potter, but.
So the first book, it's like, and all the shit about the closet is still true, but there's no magic. Now get back and live under the stairs.
It's much better over the seven.
Awful
and,
orphan.
And serve our fat son.
Yeah.
Serve him.
No, and Uncle Salt Porker fucks the shit out of him.
And then he wakes up to
Pork
the
star?
Hungry moans of Uncle Porker.
Pork star.
Oh, old Santa. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely check out Dear Reader once again. We're going to plug this for episode 13.
Yeah.
Was that then?
Yeah.
Was that 12, the actual episode?
12 or 13.
You can recall that?
12 or 13.
Wow. Something like that. That's amazing.
It was my finest moment. It's all been downhill from there.
The shining hour.
It's true.
Shining night like Duncan in Dragon Age.
Great night. Game. It's check it out. If you're a gamer, check
so
it out.
I'm so sorry, Jory. There you go.
Mm. Yeah.
It is a great game. Definitely.
I cannot wait to get that back for you when you go to Atlanta. I will definitely be taking that off your
team
hands.
Atlanta.
Oh, it's
assemble.
It's going to be a hard parting, except even though I know I'm not going to be playing it either way, it's still hard to give it up.
No, I know. I know. That's why I pride you by offering to take you to the airport.
I was actually at Hanover Liquors just a couple days ago, and the Click It or Ticket banner is still up in the front window.
We never got any banners to distribute here.
Yeah,
like they're up there.
That's the magic of Eric LaMonica.
Yeah, it's like he did a whole bunch of great stuff, but we have no access to it.
Oh, which is even
what do
better.
I need to see my own poster?
I guess we could print out. I'm not doing that though. No. Eric, what? Come on, work with me here.
Get with the posters.
Work with all of us.
What happened to the street team, LaMonica?
Yeah, you know we don't all live in Boston. Only a couple of us do.
My Yankees blanket here.
So what was our next topic? It was rape.
We want to go over to rape? Okay, this is a brief thing.
Yeah, I think so.
So you guys remember
actually, let's go to Fondle.
Remember
are we rape or are we samurai?
I'm being a dick.
I remember that couple that kidnapped that chick and kept her prisoner for 18 years. And it wasn't just the dude. It was a couple that did it.
Yep.
It's like, how come you never do anything romantic when we first started dating? Like, keep a girl prisoner in a dungeon for 18 years.
It's like, oh, yeah, you fucking bitch. I'll be right back.
No, I'm watching football. I'll do it later. Yeah. Like, you know, it doesn't. All right, so anyway, so that couple got $30 million in bail, was their bail thing. When you're up to that amount of money and it's not like white-collar crime, I don't know why you bother setting bail in the first place. I don't know why this couple gets bail at all. They also found a whole bunch of human bones in their yard. So, like,
Christian Bale.
You know how we
get
watch
your big butt back in the house.
So
bones.
The other day, yesterday, I actually saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre: The Beginning on TV.
Oh, the beginning of it. Okay.
The movie. Texas.
I know.
Pete.
Wah wah wah.
I think
exactly.
Muzzy.
There we go.
Muzzy.
And that movie, the plot entirely is like attractive young people get captured and murdered, and that's it. And they just all get killed. And you think the hot chick gets away, and at the end. She's driving away in the car, and Leatherface pops up in the back seat and kills her with a chainsaw. Like, and that's the end of the movie.
He stabs it through the back of her,
yeah,
driver's
like
side
into
seat.
Her stomach. They make it
and,
sort
which
of.
Which I pointed out, it's like you can't hear the chainsaw gearing up.
No,
you don't smell like the. Like I said last night, like
she was drenched in like blood,
the poorly mixed gasoline and oil, and like the hot, and you wouldn't hear like. Like the thing just kind of.
It's
running.
An old car, and she's covered in blood. I mean,
she's an idiot and deserves to die.
But I like how they try
also. He's like 6'5", like 300 pounds. It's not like he can like. he's not dainty.
Oh yeah, and how did he get in the car without her noticing?
Yeah.
But and the other thing is, what's disturbing is they make it like vaguely like sexual too. It's like the sort of like penetrative thing, and they you know he stabs her with it, and You know, they have a whole bunch of like they have a whole bunch of like tying up and like, you know, right, like struggling attractive people like tied down by the beast. Sort of, it's very, very upsetting. It's all just it's all just rust, blood, and sex. Like it's, you know, it's like a weekend at Pete's house.
Yeah, I was gonna say the Pumitino story.
But anyway, this couple apparently is just like that whole hick family that tortures people to death. So
not like this.
How many bodies do they find in the yard?
Christ, I don't remember. I wrote this up like a couple months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, these are all talking points from 2 months ago.
Oh, so let's move on to Fondle from 2 months ago.
Fondle from 2 months ago. All right. Drunk mother fondled on flight. A woman is a member of the Guinness Brewing Dynasty, so this was for Arthur. Ms. Irby and Mr. Amelia, age 36, had drunk several glasses of red wine together, just like us.
Just like us fellas.
And
is this a quarter of the way my first glass?
It's absolute on ice.
It's absolute nice.
They bring you giant olives. The court was told. Mrs. O'Callaghan said she heard Ms. Irby say, "I'm not normally this relaxed. It's just all the opium I've been taking."
Awesome.
She added that the comment may have been in jest. She said that the pair were loud and abusive, claiming they regularly pressed the attendant call button. It was further alleged that Mr. Amelia's girlfriend moved away from him because she was being ignored. Meanwhile, so dude is hooking up with this chick with his girlfriend sitting like right next to him on the plane, and she gets pissed off and moves elsewhere on the plane.
Important note, is a plane a good place to meet chicks? Because TV implies so, so I'm about to find out.
All right, well, meanwhile, flight attendant Shivaneji Sharma said that Ms. Irby took off her skirt, revealing her G-string before changing into a pair of leggings. Another flight attendant, she was busy with the guest sitting behind her. So she's sitting in front of the dude, and they're hooking up. They were having a conversation, getting personal with each other, and the child was crying. So the man was leaning forward and grabbing hold of her breast, and they were kissing each other. Ms. Irby told the court that she had drunk maybe 4 or 5 glasses of red wine on the flight, but was only tipsy. She said, "I was still fully functional. With all my faculties, I wasn't drunk." So, painting the picture, I like how they don't directly paint the picture in your head, but woman is sitting in front of dude on the plane. Dude is sitting next to girlfriend. Woman is sitting next to her child, very young child. Dude starts groping mom from behind her, and they start like hooking up, and she like takes her skirt off. And girlfriend gets pissed and just kind of like sits somewhere else and doesn't like slap him in the face.
Wait, was this Europeans?
No, this is Guinness Brewing Dynasty. They're Irish, I think.
Yeah, they probably don't give a shit.
They just get upset.
Yeah, they like...
The baby's weeping and you still want to hook up with somebody?
Yeah, hot. It's kind of like... It's like a dog that you just kept off
Your
the
girlfriend's
bed.
Like sitting across the aisle glaring at you.
Yeah. While you were actually like making it.
Yeah, like she's watching you like cheat on her and she's clearly irritated by it.
It's like this only kind of upsets me. Yeah.
It's like, well, I hate it when he does this.
It's like,
this.
We will talk about this later.
I hate it when he does this.
I guess
I don't
if he has the balls to do that, then like he's probably done shit like that before, and she's probably used to it. No?
I found that story staggering.
It is pretty nuts, especially on a plane. It's like where are you going to go if she finds you? It's like the other part of the plane.
No, that and like, that has to be a really uncomfortable thing. It's like you're all standing up, which they always yell at you for. And you're like making out, and he's like groping her tits. Like, everyone can see you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't. Even if you're an exhibitionist, isn't like your girlfriend and like the chick's baby enough of a crying baby enough?
Shut that baby up! Like he's like really pissed off.
It's like honestly, only making him hornier.
Exhibitionists. It's like wow. I kind of have a respect for them.
Well, I do in the sense that I wish I could just not give a shit. But
I don't identify. I can't.
I don't identify by any means. That's why I have respect for them.
Because you couldn't pull it off?
No, never.
Yeah, I don't. That's Glenn and I were talking. How do you rape someone?
I don't know.
How do you get an erection?
I think we're like, talking about that early in the episode. And I nearly like brought it up. It's just like, well, more power to you if you can like get your dick in that like dry ass cooch.
yeah, but how like, could you get like? How could it's like?
How could you maintain
I just
arousal?
Like beat up a woman and have now wrestled her on the ground. And
I understand that completely.
It's like and now I'm supposed to have a huge boner.
Yeah, like, it's like getting it in there. And I eventually just like, oh, well, fuck this.
So that's your only
deterrent? Is deterrent.
Well, it is a deterrent. I mean, it's sick and it's fucked up.
So the thing is, though,
it's like if I got in there and it was already like working, it's just like, all right, now I close my eyes and think of anything else. It's like, that's what I do with like a girlfriend. Like, you know, after 2 months, it's like, oh, I'm thinking whatever. So essentially, it is rape.
So the only deterrent between
I know they're down,
you and the only thing deterring you from raping people is you don't have a lot of lube.
I don't use.
What if you had a self lubricating like kind of mechanism on your dick for raping?
Oh, then I'd rape all the time.
Wow.
I'll pay for sex. As Nick and I were talking about, though,
I could never go through with it. I'm more of a pussy with girls than either of you two.
That's a lie.
Even if you deliberately
you're a bigger pussy than
house.
I am.
Yes.
No. But
certainly. No. You'll actually start feeling up a girl. I can't do that. Like, I have to let them come to me. Like, otherwise, I'm just like...
What do you mean, start feeling up a girl?
What, you'll actually put your arm around them if they're feeling you.
Yeah.
He doesn't mean, like, grow up. I mean, like, you'll start...
I can't even do that. Like, every girl I've ever, like, actually been with, like, they make every move. Like, period. Because I'm terrified. I'm just like, everything I do, I'm going to seem like a rapist.
Mm.
Which, in my mind, I am.
Yeah, I know. There's a fine line here for you that doesn't exist,
which is why I'm the ultimate catch. And I'm glad you caught this podcast.
Because you always feel like you're... Yeah, all right. So I'm going to get to work. I'm going to get back to the workshop and work on that self... lubricating.
Yeah,
dick
mechanism. Do that. Go back to the lab.
Dick lab.
Yeah, I know.
Dick lab. Dick golden retriever. This is Clicker Ticket. Good night, everyone.
Bye.